Fire, oh, oh. Hysterical, hysteria. Oh, can you It wouldn't be natural for us to do a country album. We just do a Def Leppard album. But we, like, you know, we can use kind of influences.
Although Joe's banjo playing has been coming on immensely.
Yeah, yeah.
She woke up this morning, ditched another boy.
Oh, 'cause he decided he needed some space, and I said, fine, you're gonna have that written down on my third record.
Taylor Swift, she got them little boy blues. She got nothing to lose. Oh, yeah.
Tell us about Drew.
He actually is a real living person.
Oh, yeah, completely living. Definitely. That was the guy that I liked in school, and I had the biggest crush on him, and I never was able to tell him. So instead, I just wrote a song about him with his name in it.
Does he know now? Cleverly disguised.
Yeah, as... definitely. Cleverly disguised as his exact name. Yeah. And I put out the album, and two years go by, and my dad's like, Taylor, there are these two guys walking up the driveway. And I look, and I see that it's Drew. And he stood there, and like, I guess that was the, hi, I know the song's about me. You know, still interested. And it was...
it's another Drew.
Yeah. I want to know, though, you did not see go on a date with Drew, did you?
No.
When he came up the drive, you told him to...
No, I was like, you
sling his hook, as we say in England.
The thing is, if it had been like, you know, the album comes out and he hears about the song and he hears the song and he heroically shows up, like, that's awesome. But it's like, if it's 2 years later...
Right.
You're a little late. And it's like when somebody breaks up with me or, like... It ends, a relationship ends, or anything that happens in my life, it's gonna be on an album. And they should know this by now. It's like, they should
you
know
realize
this.
No one's ever gonna date you.
Yeah, I'm coming to realize that.